One of the biggest controversies right now, I mean, this has been great news. Unfortunately, it's only 20% of breast cancer, but still those women have this dramatic drop in relapse rate is wonderful. But one of the big areas of controversy is the smaller node negative HER2 positive tumors, particularly around a centimeter less, a little bit more. What's your approach in a non-protocol setting to those patients?
Well, I guess I tend to be on this one driven a little bit more by the notion of the biology and the idea that if this drug can reduce relative risk by 50%, I don't need much residual risk to still think it's worth giving to a patient. A woman who has a 10% chance of recurrence does have a good prognosis, but if she can be given Herceptin and have that cut in half, again, we're talking, because the relative impact of the drug is so large, it means substantial absolute improvements. And so I tend to be less conservative in my application, I think, of trastuzumab than some people are. Because if you look at the, and again, Dr. Schlaim's data, the 006 data that we just heard at San Antonio, the update, showed the node negative patient population. A third of their patients were node negative. They really had very broad inclusion criteria for their node negative patients. Any woman under 35, ERPR negative, any size, grade 2 or 3, any size.
Yeah, I mean, they had under centimeter in that trial.
Yeah, and they basically were, their criteria came from the St. Galen overview. They just plugged them in. So they included those patients. And what they showed were a couple things that were kind of interesting to me. First of all, the chemotherapy actually worked pretty well. We had heard that node negative, HER2 positive breast cancer patients have a high risk, but their 4 or 5 year disease-free survival was 86%. But the striking thing was, even though they didn't have much residual risk, only 14%, a substantive reduction. I mean, for them, there was like a 60% reduction in risk. So it helped those women. There were also some reports at San Antonio from tumor registries and so on, different things, reporting on HER2-positive small breast cancers, where it showed those breast cancers long-term do have 10 years, T1 tumors have a 25% recurrence rate. So it's hard for me to just arbitrarily stop it, given the efficacy and the safety, particularly when you eliminate the anthracycline. I think you have to eliminate the anthracycline there.
So you're more likely to use a non-anthracycline regimen in those patients?
Yes.
You mentioned earlier about this issue of ER positivity or response to hormone therapy with a high recurrence score, still ER positive. What about the HER2 positive, ER positive tumors? I mean, that's still about 50% of the patients in this trial had the ER was positive. What do we, again, know about sort of how effective and how much we can depend upon hormone therapy in those patients?
When you look at the B31 data set, patients who were ER positive, HER2 positive, don't have quite the recurrence rates that the ER negative, HER2 positive have. So it's still, the group seems to do a bit better than its ER negative counterpart. Interestingly, all the patients in the adjuvant trials, for the most part, that have reported were still getting tamoxifen. And we see really very, very good outcomes. So I think hormone therapy remains important for them. It's probably factoring in, but I view it as the secondary target, not the primary target.